This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
My parents, they got me they cared a lot about homework, right? I was doing homework all the time. And no video games, no distractions, no video games. But I craved the video game. So I begged, right? And finally, one Christmas, they got me a system. And I'll let you guess what it was. Do you think it was A, Nintendo, B, PlayStation, or C, Socrates, the educational console for young learners? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? See Socrates, oh my God. And what a system it was. This system had everything a young boy would want. Spelling games, math games, the list ends there. It was just a terrific time, right?
Monday, March 24th, 2025. You know, this feels better than just coming on and saying the time. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we feel like a show.
Did you not before?
Barely. Barely. Man, I remember Socrates.
Was that John Mulaney?
No.
Okay, because the person was doing a bit of a John Mulaney, but not John Mulaney.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. Do you care enough to?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, that wasn't John Mulaney, but man, that was, I didn't have Socrates, but I had a friend who had Socrates, and I remember when he got it, we were like, oh my God, you got like the new system. And like I went over to his house. There was another friend of ours that went over to his house, and we sat there and we played the first game, and it was a math game.
Okay.
I want to say it was called Math Munchers, where you're like a little monster eating math equations. And we were like, all right. I mean, that wasn't, the graphics were cool, but what else do you have?
Right.
And it was the other spelling, the other game.
Okay.
Oh my God. You could feel the joy dashed away from 9-year-old boys.
And did you think it was like a game console? Like,
it was.
But I mean, like with games.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And no, that it was like imagine if ABC Mouse was a whole console
sure.
that came out.
This reminds me of a birthday of mine. I want to say it was like my 11th or 12th birthday.
Uh huh.
And I'm sure it started later than it should have, because it was like a weeknight. Of course, my parents had to work until 7 p.m.
Of course.
So we finally get home. We're having my birthday. And there is a box, a big box, wrapped. I'm like, holy ass, I'm getting a TV in my room.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
How old are you again for this?
Probably 12. Okay. And there was a big, you can't have a TV in your room rule, but I thought, man, times they are changing. And it was just about the size of like when we used to have TVs that had the VHS in it, built in.
Yeah.
It was, the box was about that size.
TV VCR.
Yeah. And I opened it up. And Gavin, it was a globe. And I am certain all the blood rushed out of my face. And to this day, I think, at what point did my mom and stepdad think, God, not only what does every 12-year-old want, mm-hmm. what does this one specifically want? To look at the world.
Yeah, geography.
Right.
That's what she's missing. That's what she craves in her life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now you know so many things about the world.
No, I don't.
Yeah, because I broke it trying to put a VHS into it.
You know what I did? I later took it off its little stand.
Yeah.
And then used glow-in-the-dark puff paint to make it look like a moon, and I hung it from my ceiling.
God, does that not sound like you or
right?
What?
So, ha-ha, parents. Joke's on you.
The next time I see your mom, I want to talk to her.
Oh, please.
I want to go like, can you walk me through just the thought process for that?
Right.
Like 12-year-old girl coming into her own, becoming a teenager. Globe. So great.
God.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
It's going up to 78 degrees today.
Right.
Tomorrow's going to be in the 80s. We get 3 days of gorgeous weather before it gets cold and rainy again.
Okay, well, at least I've got that to look forward to.
I'm wearing shorts today.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting move.
Am I premature?
Yeah, you're pushing it.
Really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, but we are getting to that time of year where you have in the morning choices to make.
Yeah.
Choices that will affect the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Because it could go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the time of year where it's like, you have to be kind of dedicated to the idea that like, I might be uncomfortable today.
Mm-mm. There's going to be at least some point today where I am uncomfortable.
See, although you could just like put a blanket on your lap.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like FDR. if I just walk around with a blanket on my lap. You know, or have a blanket on my lap in the car or something like that. That's one thing. I always call this kind of like the Sacramento Spring outfit where, and guys are the only ones who can really get away with this, but like, it's like summer on the bottom,
yeah.
Winter on the top.
Yeah, because you got a sweatshirt on.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt, but I'm wearing a sweatshirt with shorts.
I think girls can do that too.
Yeah, I think it's a cute look.
It's a cute look.
It's a little backward trucker hat, which you don't like, but
yeah.
But I mean, it's but I don't know. I left the house and I was like, oh, God. This is a decision.
Right.
What are we doing? Because the opposite of Sacramento spring outfit is pants on bottom, T-shirt on top.
See, now I would always rather do that.
But then you get cold arms. Wouldn't you rather have cold legs?
Well, I mean, it brings you back to the blanket, though.
Right. Or I guess a jacket, if anybody ever invents that.
I'm wearing a velour tracksuit.
Right.
With a V-neck T-shirt underneath. So I could just unzip the top, take it off. I'm good.
You're wearing a jacket too, right?
Or no, is that I'm wearing the top
that's the velour. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well.
I mean, I wish you well.
I'll be all right.
Thoughts and prayers.
My legs don't get very cold. I got all that hair. It's like practically a caveman.
I don't know why that disgusts me.
It's not. It disgusts me. I don't want hairy legs.
Shave them.
I don't know.
There I was did a that time one when time. You were shaving.
I know. I did it and I loved it. It's just such a commitment. I don't got to tell you.
Really?
Ladies, I feel you.
Once you do it, if you just keep it up, you're fine.
That's what I'm talking about. It's such a process. Like, listen, girls, let's have girl talk.
Okay.
There's nothing I loved more than shaving my legs and then getting into a clean sheets.
Clean sheets. Ooh.
Ooh, just cricketing my little legs back and forth.
Yeah. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah.
But the second that hair starts growing back.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. I don't know how you guys don't go crazy.
I mean, there have been times where, and I have pretty soft hair.
Yeah.
And it's very light. So sometimes it's like I don't look down and go like, oh my God, you need to shave.
Right.
But there have been times where I've gotten in the bed and I couldn't stand it. And I had to get up and get in the shower and shave my legs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was never that bad, but there were times where I'm like, oh, man, it's itchy. It's itching me.
I don't know if you do it long enough, it won't be itchy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe I will go back to shaving my legs. Because again, I don't like having hairy legs, although they do help in Sacramento Spring.
I love that we coined this Sacramento Spring.
Well, what else could it possibly be? I feel like no other places have to go through stuff like this. We're survivors of seasonal transition. We don't know what to wear.
Seasonal transition disorder.
Sure. It's going to be 80 degrees one day and the very next day, like 51 and raining.
It felt hot as hell yesterday, though. I'm not going to lie. We were doing a barbecue and having family over and stuff, and I was sweaty.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really felt like it was very pleasant.
I don't know what to tell you.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Great news. Katie went back to high school. It's just not for the reason that you think. It was because her community looked to her and said, ma'am, we need you. You're the one of the most responsible adults among us.
Right.
Will you chaperone a dance? And Katie stood up. She saluted them and said, absolutely.
It was similar to that. It was more like my 16-year-old came to me at the beginning of the year because she's part of student body and said, you have to chaperone a dance. It's part of a requirement for me to be in student body. And I go, what? And so I chose the furthest one out that I could, and then I forgot about it. And then a day and a half before, she goes, don't forget, you're chaperoning the Sadie Hawkins dance. What? Oh, when is this going to happen? When do I need to be there? 6:30 p.m. on a Friday.
Ooh.
Okay. How long do I have to stay? Till 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What is a Sadie Hawkins dance?
Well, so it's supposed to be where the girl asks the boy, but I don't think that anybody asks anybody anymore.
You just show up.
I think you just go with your friends.
Okay.
Okay. So
what a legacy for Sadie.
Right. So I get there. Obviously, I know nobody. The guy that runs the I don't know what it's called, like student activities director guy. Uh-huh. I think his name is Mr. Thompson. Very cool guy. He's like, okay, everybody, you need to get a partner. I don't know anybody. So I turn to the closest woman to me. I go, like, you want to be my partner? And she goes, okay. Not 30 seconds later, does she see, maybe a minute, she sees somebody she'd rather have as my partner.
No.
And she goes, I'm actually going to be with her.
No, Katie.
Yes.
You just unlocked high school cringe all over again.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So the woman that she was like, I want you to be my partner.
Yeah.
Had partnered with some guy. So I look at him. I was like, so I guess we're partners. It was the best thing that could have happened.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay.
So you have to stay with your partner the whole night.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like a true Sadie Hawkins dance.
Right. And there are 7 stations, and every 30 minutes you transfer to a new station. But I mean, they have got this locked down. You only one of person in the partner can travel to the next station until there's enough people at each so that and then your partner can come. So there is never an unmanned station.
Holy, when you say station, like you one make it sound like it's field day.
Okay, so one station was one station was like by the drinking fountains, but you had to like go into the hallway to get the drinking fountain. So it's like if somebody wants to go to the drinking fountain, you have to like watch them do it.
I see. So it's not like these were activities for the kids
no.
to do. They're just lookouts.
They're just chairs that okay. we sit in.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, God, you had to sit in a chair, too.
Oh, that's all you did the whole time. So station one, drinking fountain. Station two, very close to station one. Mm-hmm. Not sure we needed both stations.
Now, how does your old partner know that you've made it safely to the next station?
So you go, so one person moves.
Yeah.
Then, so like somebody from station one moves to station two, while station seven is moving to station one. And then like, you just go like one person at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, some of the stations were like feet away from each other.
Okay. Safety's no accident.
Well, right. Okay. My partner was the best person that could have sat with me because he equally didn't want to be there as much as I did.
Okay.
Okay. And we were like, if we don't see something that we get to report, this has been an absolute waste. So we were just dying to like catch somebody vaping.
Yeah.
Or
what are the things you were looking out for?
It was anything that we deemed that was that shouldn't be going on at a high school campus.
Personally?
Yes.
Well, that's crazy.
Right.
Because as the stations move around, so does the morality.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So what, well, all I did was just kiss her by the watering fountain.
Right.
Well, I'm in charge now.
Station three says no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Could they kiss? Could kids kiss?
I get if you're at my station, sure.
You didn't talk about this?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No, not with Scott, my okay. partner. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk to him about teenagers kissing. It's weird. We wanted like some sort of like inner ear communication system.
Sure.
Didn't get that.
Walkie talkie.
They didn't give us any kind of flashlight that we could be like, hey, okay, no. I said, do I get a badge? Nothing.
Well,
I just sat there like a chump.
How were
with no authority?
How were the kids even supposed to take you seriously?
Exactly.
Without at least a badge.
Right. Flash it. Hey.
So did you get to see anything? Did you get to report anything?
No, I didn't. One time I saw one girl fall down.
Okay. But she might have tripped.
Yeah, well, she did.
Okay.
She got right back up. I was like, God, so close.
Can't report gravity.
Right.
Okay, so did anybody get to report anything?
Oh, great question. I don't know.
There was no, like, post-dance meeting?
No. The nice thing, the activities director guy goes, when it is 10 o'clock, just go.
Just go.
He goes, you don't have to check in with me, just leave.
And do it quick before they turn on you.
I will tell you, by, like, 8:45, I turned to my partner and I said, listen, we got two choices. You fake a medical emergency. Or you have to pull the fire alarm because I cannot do this anymore.
You'd only put 2 hours in at that point.
It felt like an eternity.
Man.
Yeah.
So was the DJ good?
DJ was great. Kids seemed like they were loving it. There was like a catwalk for them to dance on.
Now, how about dancing? Did it get out of control? Was there any bumping and grinding?
Not that I saw.
Did you tell anybody leave room for Jesus?
I wanted to really bad.
Man, that's disappointing.
I know.
Was it awkward for your daughter?
No.
To have you there?
No. I think it was more awkward to just be at a dance than to see me there.
What about your daughter's friends?
They don't care.
Be like, ha. Hi, Abby's mom.
They don't talk to me like that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you had that experience, at least.
I can tell you this much. I'm going to discourage her from being in student body next year. I'd be like, you don't want to do that. Don't you want to go, like, smoke cigarettes behind the CVS instead?
Smoke cigarettes. Everybody, they vape now, Katie.
All right. Stupid.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is about the time of year where a lot of people start planning their vacations, and I'm calling a guy at the request of his wife to mess with him for a vacation that he's trying to plan for the two of them at an all-inclusive resort that they have already booked. So I am calling the from the resort to go over all of the things, whether or not they want them included in the all-inclusive price. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jeremy.
This is him.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Raul, and I'm calling from the spa. How are you?
Yeah, good. How you doing?
Good. I'm preparing for your upcoming trip in the next 5 weeks, and we want to know about things that you want or don't want for your vacation so that we can really cater the experience as close to ideal as we possibly can.
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, no problem. What's up? Let's go through it.
Oh, okay, great. Are you guys going to be wanting a fully stocked bar in your room?
No. I mean, we don't really need that one, though.
Okay. For a view, you would like a garden view. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we have two garden views. One is the Sierras, and the other is Bird of Paradise.
Ooh, let's go Bird of Paradise.
You would rather the Bird of Paradise? Okay, that is a little bit of a premium, just so you know. So that will be an extra... $70 per night, okay?
What about the other? Can we do the other one then? I thought this was all inclusive.
The other one, the Sierra View?
Yeah.
Okay. And just so you know, the Sierra View is mostly parking lot, but you can see the garden a little bit. That's much less. It's only a $10 charge per night. Okay. So $10. Cool. Are you guys going to be wanting towels in your room?
Yes, of course we're going to want towels.
How many towels?
We're there for three nights, so let's just say six.
Six towels for three nights?
Yeah. Like, you guys usually restock it at the end of the day, right? Like, you guys...
Oh, do you want that too?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's six towels times $350.
No, but this is like an all-inclusive resort. That's what we bought.
Right. That's why I'm including it.
What are you doing?
All-inclusive Okay. We cater the vacation how you want it. We try to give you exactly what you need and what you want. And yes, we are all inclusive, meaning that when it's all included, there's your bill.
You understand what all inclusive means, right? I'm not talking about the salesperson here. I'm talking to you. What's your name?
My name is Raul.
You understand what all inclusive means, right?
I do, yes.
And you understand that what you're doing is not considered to be all-inclusive.
I'm adding things together for an all-inclusive price.
That doesn't make any sense, dude.
Would you like sheets?
Yes.
Okay, our regular cotton sheets are $4 per day.
$4 per day. You've really broken it down. You've it's like minimal amount.
Yeah, well, of course, all resorts do this, but if you want, you can keep those sheets on your bed the entire stay, and it's only $4. I meant it's $4 every time we change it out for clean sheets. How about pillows?
Yeah.
How many?
I'm a very precarious sleeper, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do five pillows for me and seven for my wife. How's that one for you?
So 12 pillows, and that's 12 pillows at $2 each. So that's $24 for pillows.
Okay, you know what? This is absolutely outrageous. I can't. You're not going to nickel and dime it. Can I talk to your manager? Is there a manager over there that I can talk to, or is it just you?
Do you want manager access during your stay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do.
That's $45 per day.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
I actually am kidding you. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The End. Your wife listens to it, and this is a prank phone call. She emailed me and wanted me to mess with you.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. This is like
you did not know that.
No, insane.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Insane.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So the Jonas Brothers just announced a huge tour, and yes, the Golden One Center is on their stops. That is really good news. And they're going to be here at the end of September, and we have tickets to give away. All week long, we're going to be giving away these tickets. And we don't know if we're going to be doing this contest all week long.
Can we?
It's a little harder than we thought to come up with these, but we're playing a game called Guess the Brother.
We're not going to call it Know the Bro.
Oh, why didn't we call it Know the Bro?
It's so much better. Okay, pretend we said...
All right, take two.
Okay.
Everybody forget I just said that.
Yeah.
And we're going to be playing a game called Know the Bro. Isn't that a clever title I came up with? Let's talk to Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, everyone.
So you're caller 17. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now let's play Know the Bro, okay? Which is a title we came up with weeks ago. All right. We're going to tell you a celebrity, and you have to tell us who their famous brother is.
Sounds harder than it is.
It's really not that hard. And we're thinking about giving you only 10 seconds to come up with the brother because we want to make it a little spicy. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, let's do it. First one I think is really easy. So the celebrity I'm going to tell you is Maggie Gyllenhaal. Who is her brother? Go.
Ooh.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Maybe after a rough start.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if you didn't
you think of anybody with the last name Gyllenhaal?
No, not one person?
All right. Not one person.
Okay. All what about, I don't know, Jake?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Never. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you struggle with that one, the rest of these are going to be real hard. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'll try to find some easier ones. I don't know. Okay. Next celebrity on here. Peyton Manning.
Eli Manning.
There we go. We got one. Okay. All right. That's great. Okay. So you're on the board with one. Okay.
Okay.
Next, I kind of like giving 10 seconds, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Next celebrity on there. Alec Baldwin. Go.
Alec Baldwin. John Baldwin?
No. You got three choices. Oh, man. Alec Baldwin is brothers with Stephen Baldwin, Billy Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin. We would have accepted any of those.
Okay.
We're not doing great.
No. That's okay.
All right. That's okay. All right. Here we go. Next one on here. Prince Harry.
Prince William?
There we go. Okay. That's great. That is great. You only need to get one more to win these tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. I believe in you, and I really want you to do this. Although, I am shocked at how little celebrities you know. Okay. Here we go. Next one on here. Casey Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Yes! There we go. Okay. Thank God.
Whoa. I got nervous there.
Oh, my God. Carrie, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers on September 26th. They are on sale now. Congratulations.
Thank you, everyone.
That was a nail biter. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5
confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Right, and that new endorsement chews up some of the time when I usually talk before I say, Are You Smarter Than Katie? But you know what? It's fine. We love American Furniture Galleries.
And you're a pro.
I am a pro. That's right. Let's talk to Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. You're going to step into the octagon to grapple mentally with Katie from the wake-up call. Don't get intimidated, but the jackpot is
$300. Let's do it.
I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie has left the studio. Here we go. Am I on Bluetooth?
No, speaker.
Could you take me off speaker? Because it's making a lot of noise.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. All right, here we go. First question. George Foreman has passed away at the age of 76. He leaves behind a legacy as a heavyweight boxing champion, but equally as big as the maker of the George Foreman grill, which was a phenomenon when it came out. Which is not a real weight class in boxing? Welterweight, featherweight, or monsterweight?
Welterweight.
Question two. Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers has been accused of sexual assault. He responded to the allegations and said he exhibited bad behavior and poor choices, but denies assaulting anyone. Name just one of the other three Impractical Jokers.
I have no idea.
All righty. Question three. Disney World had a big fire breakout at Epcot while it was open. It was near the France Pavilion in World Showcase, and it shut down a ride and a restaurant, but was put out quickly. The ride that it shut down is based on a movie where a rat cooks food. What's the name of that movie?
Ratatouille.
Question four, speaking of Disney, the live-action remake of Snow White came in at number one at the box office over the weekend. It only made $43 million, but that was still better than expectations for it. I have a review for it at Gavin Wake Up Call on Instagram. It's also at End1065 on Instagram if you want to check out my review. I really liked it. What object does the Evil Queen talk to in that story?
A mirror.
And question five. Lyft made a huge announcement that upset many Lyft drivers. They plan to go driverless with their cars. Yeah. Not entirely, but they will start phasing human drivers out in a year or so. If a Lyft ride charges $2.50 per mile and the ride is 10 miles, what is the fare?
It's going to be
$24. Okay. Bring Katie back in for me. And Christina, where are we off to today?
Drop the kids off at school and to work.
Did you already drop the kids off?
No, they're in the car.
Stop. Tell them to say hi.
Say hi, boys.
Hi.
I only heard one boy.
Well, the other one's upset. He got in trouble this morning.
Oh, boy. Oh, all right. Well, we're not gonna make him feel worse.
Right, yeah.
But I really want to know what he did. All right, here we go. Katie, you're defending $300. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? Question one. Did you see George Foreman passed away?
Yes, I did.
That was sad. 76. For a boxer, 76, though, is a pretty good long life.
Well, I would imagine.
He not only leaves behind a legacy as a heavyweight boxing champion, but just as big, the creator of the George Foreman grill.
Yes.
I'll bet you had one.
I didn't.
No?
I don't think so.
I had two.
Wow.
I took one to college, even though we weren't allowed to have them. And I had one in my dad's apartment. That's how I made burgers.
Okay.
The fat rolls right off. Which of the following is not a real weight class in boxing?
Okay.
Welterweight, featherweight, or monsterweight?
Monsterweight.
Monsterweight is correct. Question two. Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers has been accused of sexual assault. He responded to the allegations. He said he exhibited bad behavior and poor choices, but he denies assaulting anybody.
So then what does he mean?
Probably it was consensual.
Then why would that be a bad choice?
I don't know. Well, maybe because he shouldn't have consented with the person. I don't know. I know very little about that story. Name just one of the other three jokers.
Hercules.
Oh.
No.
There's James, Brian, and Sal.
Never got that show.
I never did either. Question three. Disney World had a big fire breakout Epcot while it was open, while my wife was there.
Right.
Actually, she was there. She took pictures of the fire.
Oh, my God. She really saw it?
Yeah, she was at Epcot when it happened.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It was near the France Pavilion and World Showcase. It shut down a ride and a restaurant, but it was put out quickly. The ride that it shut down is based on a movie where a rat cooks. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Let that rat cook. Question four. Speaking of Disney, the live-action remake of Snow White came in at number one at the box office over the weekend. I'm guessing you did not see it.
I did not.
It's very... I liked it. Oh. I think it's very good. Okay. I don't know why people crapped all over it, but it made $43 million. Not great, but it still did better than expectations. What object does the Evil Queen talk to in that story?
Oh, the a mirror.
Yes. Magic mirror on the wall. Question. My daughter kept asking me, what does fair mean?
Oh.
And I was like, it means pretty. And she goes, then why do you always say we need to play fair?
Jeez, I was like, she got you there.
All right. Question five. Lyft made a huge announcement. Lyft drivers are pissed about it because they plan to go driverless with their cars. Do you ever have you yeah. been to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Have you seen any?
Yeah.
Have you been in one?
No, I want to, but I was told absolutely not.
You do want to?
Hell yes.
You get scared of my Tesla when I put on the Elon driver.
That was only one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
My brother did it, and he's like, it's crazy. Like, yeah. It feels crazy. Anyway, it's not going to be entirely, but they are going to phase out human drivers in about a year or so. If a Lyft ride charges $2.50 per mile.
Okay.
And your ride is 10 miles.
Okay.
What's the fare?
Another use of the word fare.
Yeah. Man, three different uses for that.
Oh boy. $25?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, good for you. We need to pick another word. We have one word with three different meanings. People who have learned English as a second language, I don't know how you did it.
We do it all the time with there, there, and there.
It's, yeah, but at least it's spelled, well, I guess this is spelled differently too. Anyway. Christina, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score, you got two. Katie got, what did you get, three? You got four, right?
I got four.
There. Katie got four. There you go. Katie wins. We're going to add $20.
Boo.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Christina, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today, not but hopefully today. You had fun. And whichever one of your sons got in trouble, just remember tomorrow is another day.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Real fast, I wanted to tell you about this new study that was done about homeowners and the pressure that homeowners feel to keep up their curb appeal, to make the house look nice, mostly focusing on landscaping. What do you think the percentage of homeowners that say, yes, I do feel pressure to make my house look nice on the outside?
70%.
You are almost exactly right. Okay. It's 76% of homeowners feel like they have no pressure. This recently happened to me.
Wait, they think they have no pressure?
I'm sorry. They have a lot of pressure to keep their house looking nice. This just happened to me. So there's a project that I needed to be done in my backyard that was a little too big for me. I didn't want to do it because the last time I did it, it destroyed my back.
Okay.
So I didn't want to do it again. But in order to get a company to come out to do it, they have to do something else because it's not big enough or expensive enough to be worth their while. So I was like, okay, well then how about just a big old yard cleanup? Because you know me, I don't mind weeding. I don't mind upkeeping.
Yeah.
But I was like, but I'll, if we add that into the mix, will you come out? And they were like, sure. Yeah, we'll do that. I'm like, great. Well, it kept getting rescheduled and rescheduled and rescheduled for like a month.
Okay.
And the weeds were out of control.
Yeah.
It looked nasty. Our house, as far as the yard goes, started to look abandoned.
But you didn't want to like go do it yourself because you were about to pay money to have it done.
Exactly. Didn't want to mow, didn't want to weed, didn't want to hedge anything. So it started to look like a haunted house on the outside.
Yeah.
And I started to feel that pressure. What's interesting though are the 24% of people who don't feel that pressure.
Okay. Tell you one of the most humiliating stories from my childhood. Oh. So my parents, the upkeep of their home is extremely important to
them.
They take great pride in it.
It's beautiful too.
It is. It's a gorgeous home.
You know what? Everybody should go. Give the address out.
Okay. And they do their own. I think maybe they have a mower now, but like everything has basically been done by them.
Right.
And there was a house across the street that I believe was being rented out at the time. And a woman lived there with her daughter. And they were like letting things go.
Oh.
And my stepdad walked across the street.
No, how old were you when this happened?
12.
Oh, the worst age.
Maybe 13.
The worst age for somebody to make a scene around you.
And he said, I'm tired of looking at your yard. And I'm sure he said it in a much more kind way. But he basically said, I have to look out my window and I have to see your yard. And what I am seeing is this, 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 and this. And it's very unappealing. And I don't enjoy it.
Oh.
And then the woman came over like an hour later crying.
Oh, my God.
Saying, I've just been going through a really hard time. I've been having health problems. It's just me and my daughter. And I was like, I want to crawl in a hole. And ever since then.
Wait, he didn't do the yard work for her?
No.
I thought that was going to be the end of the story.
No.
So he goes over there and says, I'm sick and tired of looking at your yard.
He said it in a more...
In a friendlier way.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's quite the politician.
So even at that point would have been a good time for be like, would you like me to mow?
No.
And so then, no, he doesn't say anything. He then marches back to his house.
Yeah.
Then the woman, sobbing, comes back over to tell him, I have health issues. I'm only living with my daughter. And his response was, yeah, well, it still looks bad.
Yeah, I think so. Perhaps he said, if you need help, I can help. I don't remember that part of it. I remember him just being like, okay, yeah, I mean, I understand. It's just something that just has to get done. It makes you want to die.
That's horrendous. So anyway. Your stepdad, clearly in the 76% of people who feel pressured to keep up the outside of their house.
He feels like he wants to pressure people.
Oh, boy, does he ever. Boy, does he ever.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Oh. All right. Now, we got to talk about Halle Berry and how she wants to celebrate menopause. Something that might make some people say it's hot in here.
Very good.
Nelly's been talking about menopause all this time. We didn't even realize it. And she not only wants to celebrate menopause, but she wants it to become a new tradition in American culture. Quote Halle Berry, when a woman realizes that she's in menopause, it is our duty to give that woman a celebration like we do with all the other milestones of life, such as Sweet 16, quinceañera, a bat mitzvah, a wedding shower, a baby shower. And she wants this one to be called a siesta.
Who?
A siesta. Halle Berry is 58 years old. She's been very open about her going through menopause. She said also in this article, I thought whatever menopause is, I'm sure I'm going to skip it because I'm too healthy. But nope, here I am.
It's funny that she thought being in good health is going to...
I want to make eggs till I'm 89.
Right. I don't think that way.
And not every woman likes this idea. And
You don't say.
Not menopause, celebrating menopause.
Yeah, you don't say.
And as you can tell, Katie is one of those women.
I can't. This is the reverse of like throwing somebody a period party. You know what you didn't reference as far as a major milestone? The beginning of one's menstruation.
Do people celebrate that?
No, that's my point.
That's your point.
That's my point. So why would we celebrate the end of it? I mean, in theory, the end of it seems great, but it's all the other stuff that comes with it that makes menopause seem... I don't want my eggs to dry up.
Such as what? What are some, for people who don't know, what else, besides just hot flashes?
Well, it seems very uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
It is an indication that you are old.
Okay.
Or feel old.
Yeah.
It's like basically saying like, well, you're kind of done.
Right. You're done breeding. But she's saying though, like just because you're done breeding doesn't mean you're done living.
Yes, Holly.
Kevin loves this idea.
I love it. And you should celebrate. We should make this a real thing.
First of all, I've got time.
Yeah, and you made it this far, so we should celebrate it.
I am not menopausal.
I know, but when you get there, isn't that something to celebrate? Because some people, let's say 33% of the world, never even reach menopause. Either their life ends early or they never get to experience it. But you actually get to experience it. You have reached the end of the period, the end of life. You are like... You're ancient now.
Well, okay. You had me until the very end of that, Kevin. I actually thought that was an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
Celebrating. So just because I should celebrate because I lived long enough.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
To run out of eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, don't look at it negative like you ran out of eggs.
Do you know what they call you if you have.
An optimiza?
No, not an optimiza. do you know what they call you if you have a. If you're pregnant after the age of 35,
what?
They call it a geriatric pregnancy.
Okay.
After what age?
35.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Right. Well?
Right. So, women are just. What are you reading?
Text messages coming into 916-909-1065. And somebody said, celebrate that you're barren and that the whole point of being a woman is over. Yuck. But I think,
oh my goodness.
I think what they're saying is that's not the whole point of being
right,
a woman.
Right, it's to celebrate that you reached this far.
I mean, that's an interesting point. You were blessed enough to live long enough to have this happen.
I don't think you guys understand that the idea that I could never have a baby again is very sad.
Yeah, Kevin.
It's so sad.
I'm sad, but there's also adoption. Let's look at a new way of life. Now that you can't do it, let's inspire someone else. Kevin, someone that can't.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Do I want a siesta?
Well, okay. do you just want a party?
I mean, yeah, but like it's a good party. Okay. Imagine the decorations for your siesta.
What color do you think we would get?
Okay. White, okay? Because a new life.
I see.
And then, okay, the signs, you know how it's like, uh-oh, you're getting old?
Yeah.
She's all dried up.
Oh, my God.
Yes! And then the little party favors.
Yeah.
Girl, they're going to be party poppers.
All right. Well, once again, Kevin, you had me until the very end.
Right.
So, she has to in your future, let us know, 909-1065. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.